Now to Somalia, where even going to a press conference can become a deadly mission. In the capital, Mogadishu, a couple of weeks ago, a local faction was holding a briefing. Its enemies responded with mortars. One person was killed, four others wounded, two of them journalists. And that's just one example of how hazardous it is to be a journalist in Somalia. NPR's Frank Langfitt has been sending us stories from the front lines of the civil war there. Today he has the story of Radio Mogadishu and the people who risk their lives to run it.
Radio Mogadishu.
Radio Mogadishu.
Mogadishu, Mogadishu, Mogadishu.
It's time for the 2:30 afternoon newscast. Sigal Sia is sitting in a glassed-in studio that looks like any other, except it's located inside a walled compound defended by troops with machine guns. The director points his finger, and Siad, wearing an orange hijab and lipstick, launches into the day's news.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi.
The big story: militiamen shot up the city's first cultural festival in ages, and the government has charged Mogadishu's former mayor and warlord with the crime. Stories like this are standard fare at Radio Mogadishu. The station provides news, music, and talk shows in a city where doing so can get you killed. Abdurrahim Issa Adao, the station's director, says the morning traffic report includes things like shootouts.
Always in the morning, the people listen to the radio. We start with Road X and Road Y. There is fighting going on. And we don't say keep away, but the people know about it and don't go.
Radio Mogadishu is run by Somalia's beleaguered transitional government, and it receives most of its funding from the United States. Islamist insurgents called Al-Shabaab are trying to topple the regime here and threaten anyone who helps the radio station. Last year, Al-Shabaab grabbed a woman who looked like Siad, the newscaster, and prepared to cut her throat.
They catch her and they close her eyes. They want to kill her. They say, "What's your name?" She say, "My name is Kali." She was working in Horn Afrique Radio. She say, "Please, I'm not Sagal, don't kill me."
Al-Shabaab called the director at Horn Afrique, another local radio station. He confirmed the woman's real identity, and they let her go. Al-Shabaab pushes an extreme version of Islam. The group favors public amputations and stoning of adulterers. It bans movies, bras, and soccer. Al-Shabaab's threats have turned Siad into a virtual shut-in. Like most employees at Radio Mogadishu, she must live inside the government compound.
You can't go anywhere. We are target. Al-Shabaab, they say, will kill you. They said, we will forgive you. Just if you come us, no problem. We will marry you. You stay with us. Blah, blah, blah.
Radio Mogadishu has 8 correspondents in the city. They travel with an armed guard when reporting. One, Sheikh Nur Muhammad, was shot to death when he tried to visit his family last year. Abdelmahad Hussein Abdedan has been a producer and reporter at Radio Mogadishu for several years. He shows me his home for the last 2. There's no bulb, so he lights the room with his cell phone. 3 mattresses crowd the floor. Clothes hang from nails. There's a hole in the wall just above his mattress.
You see here? There's a bullet. It gets through here. I was sleeping here at that time.
Hussein Abdedan covers everything from press conferences to the front lines, and he says he enjoys the work and the camaraderie. In the evenings, he relaxes with other reporters watching Somali music videos on a TV. They sit around chewing cot, a leafy stimulant hugely popular here. Abdedan says dealing with Al-Shabaab is difficult. Even former schoolmates have joined the movement and turned on him.
When they heard that I was become one of the Radio Mogadishu journalists, they burned my house.
Was there anyone in your house when they burned it?
No.
His family had already fled. Abdedan's old classmates, he recognizes their voices, continue to call with threats. But he says he believes in democracy, even if it doesn't exist here. And he refuses to quit.
They are calling me, telling me what they are going to do. I'm saying, do what you are going to do. Yeah, I'm here. Come to me and kill me if you can.
Not everyone is so bold. After 5 years, Sigal Sia, the newscaster, has had enough. This spring, she hopes to move to a neighboring country, Djibouti. Siad still wants to work as a journalist. She just wants to do it in a safer place. Frank Langfitt, NPR News.